Simon Yud Aleph, Siv Zayin. Chutin Shulin Havahi, Dulai Hajar Benayo, Kididei Dami. So this interesting lotion of the in Shas, when we use the language of the, in English, we have the word borrow. So I borrow money, I borrow a car. In halacha, the correct phrase, those two things have a different name. Borrowing money is called a havah, and borrowing a car is called a she'ela. She'ela means that you borrow an item, you return the same item. And havah is you borrow something to consume it, to use it. You borrow money, you borrow food, and you give something back instead. When I lend you my car, I hope to get back the same car. Maybe not. But if I lend you money, I'm expecting to get back different money. So I lend you chutim for tzitzis, right? So lechara, it's not, the she'ela is not yours. So the difference between she'ela and havah is when I give you money and I lend you money, the money becomes yours and you owe me money. You have a chayv. If I would lend you, let's say the situation would be worse, as you could have a case of a she'ela by money. I have my boss coming by tonight, or I have somebody coming by tonight. I have my mechutim coming by tonight, and I need to impress him. So he wants to, in the middle of the meal, pull out a wad of bills and peel off a hundred and give it to him, you know. Now, I don't have anything to put in the wad, so if you happen to have a lot of those in your pocket, so I say, I want to borrow them for tonight. I'll give it back to you the same wad of bills tomorrow. I'm not going to use any. The one which I'm going to give you, mine on top.
Mine is the 100.
The one that's mine on top. I'll put mine on top.
Oh, that's yours.
All right. So over there, it's a she'ela. I'm borrowing your money to give me back the exact same money. That's the case of a she'ela. So, when I borrow tzitzis, I'm planning to use those chut. If I borrow the chutin, I'm planning to use the chutin in my bag, and I'll give you back different ones instead. So it would be a she'ela, it would remain yours, and therefore I'm not yotze. But since it's a halvor, which is I'm going to consume it, as it were, use it up and finish it, and give you something else instead, then it immediately becomes mine, and I owe you chutin. Okay, now, So the Mishnah Berurah Chutim Shulim Lama Gimel Perish Koloshin She'ela Mashma She'yatzu Lo Oysa Dabar Be'en. When you use the word She'ela, it means you're returning back that item as is, you know, intact. Avloshin Havah Lutzon, it means Havah means you can consume it or spend it, and I owe you a chayv. Ve'ilu Chutim Shulim. So when I say Chutim Shulim, Mistama Havi Havah Kinnu Be'im Mishalahem. Usually, even though I say use Loshin of She'ela, I meant Havah. Now, they're yours and they're for your yotze. Let's say, however, if the person said specifically, I want them back, so then they're not really yours. So then, lo yivarech alai, you can't use them because it has to be sulah mitzvah mishalahem. The yeshamer the shilam loy lemalacha cheres, he gave it to you to use for something which you can return afterwards. Now, that's all.
She can't return.
Well, you can return.
Which she can return.
Yeah. If you return the tzitzit like we have, which they're ready to go, so then the law is motor so since it's obvious you plan to use it for tzitzit's purposes, because they're ready in the stage that they look like tzitzis. So when I put them in the bag, what I'm really doing is I'm getting them, even though you want them back, because you use the word she'ela. So I know you can't be yotze with she'ela. So I must be, my das was matanam anas lahachzer. Matanam anas means it comes yours totally with a chiva shava. So that's a different madrega. So havah, it becomes mine and I owe a chayv to you. So that's not a problem. She'ela, it's yours, which I have a right to borrow. It becomes mine, and I have a chiyuv to return it back to you. But meanwhile, it's mine totally. So while it's mine totally, I can be yotze with it and make a bracha. Okay. Sif Ches. Hamishtacha be the behema. Some apostle that sits as a person, an animal which has been bowed down to, that makes the sits as the wool becomes possible for sits. If you mishtachav it to the flax plant as it's still planted to the ground. So by the time you make it into tzitzis, it's been processed up and changed. It's no longer that item, therefore it's not also to use for tzitzis. Okay.
Any five people which you made the Kaddish were leaving already, okay?
Okay.
Just to say amen.
Okay. Okay, we'll take a